Amen. All right. How are you? Hope you're doing well out there in YouTube land. All right. I got people happy with me, about ready to tell the truth here today about the political scene. Do you expect any less? Do you expect me to jump on the Trump train? Raise your hands if any of you thought I'd actually jump on the Trump train. Did any of you think that? I don't know how you raise your hands on this. Maybe you can't do that. I don't know how that works. Maybe there's no way to raise your hands. But anyway, what I'm saying is that you knew I wasn't, if you've listened to me for any amount of time, you knew full well that I was not going to jump on the Trump train. Right? I'm an equal opportunity rebukinator. Right? So, I just thought I would remind you that I've been consistent throughout. Right? I've been consistent throughout this 4 years when it comes to telling the truth about the right-left paradigm. I've been consistent by God's grace about that, and I've tried to stay scriptural with it. Now, let me go back and say this to you. I did think that Trump was going to be reelected. I absolutely was wrong about that. However, let me say this to you. I said that he would win by a landslide. This is before COVID hit. And I still believe he did win by a landslide. Right? I believe he did win by a landslide. I just think they didn't want him in. So they wanted all the civil unrest they could cause. But I think he actually did win by a landslide. Personally. I think even Democrats believe he won by a landslide. But regardless, I'm not throwing this up to you. I'm just saying that I've been consistent. Now, so, you know, I, even through COVID, I thought he was going to get reelected. Which, if it would have fell normally, he would have. But anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is that I didn't make some charismatic predictions that God told me, which we're going to talk about on Friday. We're going to talk about the charismatic witches. And we're going to talk about the charismatic witches and their lies. Okay? So we're going to get to that on Friday. I'll save that for Friday. Lord willing, if my wife doesn't go into labor. Now, I would like my wife to go into a healthy labor and have a baby this weekend. That would be great by this weekend. Because I'm supposed to go to New York and a few other places here next weekend. So, if you could pray for a good, safe, and healthy delivery to come by this weekend, that'd be nice. But it's all in the Lord's hands. All in the Lord's hands. Anyway, so I want to bring you that, though. I want to talk to you about that. And the reason I want to talk to you about that, obviously, about this is that I want to show you how things aren't as bad as you might think. I kind of want to help you with some things here. Now, do I believe that Biden is wicked? Yes. Do I believe Trump was wicked? Yes. Do I believe they both have their own slant? Yes. Do I believe they are all antichrist? You bet I do. 1,000% I do. Well, I'm not electing a pastor. Well, you know what? It scares me because some of you that elect a president might just be a little scary on electing a pastor, too, on voting for a pastor, too. Anyway. All right, all right. I had to get that in there a little bit. All right, just. Anyway, all right. All right. Are you ready? I've got some comparisons to make with you. I've got some comparisons to show you. And hopefully you won't be too mad at me. Hopefully you won't be too mad at me after I show you that again, this is the third time I am coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Okay. All right. All kidding aside. All right. All kidding aside, and I will make some of you Trumpsters mad today. And I take this obligation upon myself freely to make you Trumpsters mad at me. Right? I do. Because I got to show you something. A bunch of somethings. Let's read some Bible, shall we? And then we'll get... Let me say hi to everybody. How's everybody doing? There's going to be 100 people on here. And half of them are going to be mad at me. But before you get mad at me, subscribe to my YouTube channel. Share my videos. Support the work of the ministry. And hang on for the ride. Right, Cowboy Joe McDonald? Hang on for the ride. We're heading up to 100 right now. Woo! Here we go. We got Joe McDonald in first place, in the lead, Joe McDonald. Mary Teresi. Carl, the cold man Winters. Tracy M., who loves to be frozen in Minnesota. She is truly of the frozen chosen. Becky Mosser. How are you, Becky? Some guy I deleted because he's a racist, wicked devil. So I erased him from the Matrix. Mr. Ma. I don't understand your name, but we'll go with it. I heard it has something to do with a gun or something. I don't know. All right. Cindy Nelson, I'm sorry to hear about your mother-in-law. We'll be praying for Troy. If I can help, you have him give me a call. Andrea from Iowa. Andrea from Iowa. Pilgrim Lady. Joe McDonald. Jason, Reformed Baptist, you're a little confused, but I'll help you with that some other time, okay? All right. Let's see. America, Montes Edosa. Alfie. Jacob Terry. Andrew. Or, excuse me, A.D. Marshall. Rachel Marshall. Kate, my dad, John Hippie. I don't know what Rob Loxy Boy Kinged Bell is. I have no clue what that is, but it's probably something weird. Okay, all right. I think I got everybody. Let me scroll through here. Peter! Hippie. Tanya Pittman. How's your daughter doing, Tanya? How are you? Michael A. Drone Wolf Media, two wings of the same bird. Where in New York will you be? I'm in New York. Oh, yeah? Maybe I shouldn't tell you. I don't know who you are. Maybe you want to know where I'm at so you can destroy me. Nah, not really. I'm not that important. Jen wants to vote for Pastor Mike for president. Okay. Jody Hammond. Hello, Jody Hammond. The authorized Mike says it again. It ain't over yet. Wait, Biden was just sworn in as president, but it ain't over yet. Wait till I show you the fun and stupid crazy things that I have to show you on Friday. Don't miss Friday's broadcast. I'm charging double for it. I am charging double for Friday's broadcast. Do you understand me? Double. Good afternoon, Donnelly. Danielle R? Danielle Is it Danielle E? Is it Danielle Or just Don L? Or Da-nail? Which one is it? Carrie P! Where you been, Carrie? You act like you have to school kids all day. What are you doing all the time anyway? Never see you on here. Wayne C. Big Wayne C. I got to get going. I'm losing all my listeners. They're mad at me. Already. Here we go. Hi, everyone. Hi, Christopher. Lisa, where are you? Lisa, where in the world have you been? Stephen L. All right, here we go. Hans. My name is Rocky. Yes, it's my real name. All right, Roaming Rocky. Release the Kraken. The Kraken is gone. All right, let's get to it. I said hi to everybody. Well, I don't like to ignore the chats. I like to say hi to people. Contrary to what you might have heard, I'm actually a nice guy. And I actually do, you know, pull kids' ears and pinch little babies' cheeks. I'm that guy. So anyway, all right. I'm ready. Let's go. All right, I've got to show you some things here that you're probably not going to like. But first, let's get to the scriptures. And I hope you like those. If you don't, then you got a problem. All right, here we go. I said hi to everybody. I know I wasted like a half an hour. Well, not wasted. I just, a lot of music. Hey, I'm not nicely rude. I'm a nice guy. I always get a bad rap. That's how it works. Here we go. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. Do truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Okay? These are perilous times we live in. There's only two spirits in this world. There's the spirit of Christ, and then there's Antichrist. There's truth and there's not. What's your objective standard? Today, let me ask you a question, dear Christian, and tell me. What is your objective standard? What is your standard for truth? Do you have a standard for truth? Do you have a standard for what is right and wrong? That's the question I want to ask you. Or is it, well, I'm going to choose the best of two evils. The lesser of two evils. So you have to determine what your standard is. Because I'm about ready to show you. Here's the title, Trump Dethroned, Biden Crowned, and the New World Order Rolls On. Same great stuff, just more of it, right? That's all it is. Here we go. So let's look at this first. Biden. Oh, you can't see that. Biden readies sweeping rollback of Trump-era abortion crackdown. We have a ton of work to do until the harm over the last 4 years, said Planned Parenthood President and CEO Alexis McGill Johnson. President-elect Biden is poised to roll back several of Trump administration's most restrictive sexual and reproductive health policies, including limits on abortion. Reproductive rights groups, advocates expect Biden to quickly overturn Trump-era rules like banning federal funds for foreign and national health organizations that promote and provide abortion and giving employers more freedom to deny free contraceptive coverage for their workers. Look, I'm all for anything that happens good against abortion, okay? I'm all for it. If one baby's life is saved, great. We have a ton of work to do to undo the harm, right? He says abortion rights opponents are concerned about the new administration and warn that they will continue to push back. It's certainly disheartening, but we aren't going to give up, and we will do whatever we can to stop abortion from being promoted, said Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life Committee, who said she expects a wave of abortion restrictions at the state level this year. Biden is a devout Roman Catholic, which I'll show you, that stinking Jesuit, is a devout Roman Catholic, and his position on abortion has evolved throughout his career. Most recently, in 2019, he dropped his longstanding support of the Hyde Amendment, decades-old policy, restricting federal funding for abortions after having faced mounting criticism. He has also avowed to codify Roe v. Wade to fight state-level policies, limiting access to abortion. Reagan administration implemented the Mexico City policy, which barred foreign organizations that receive U.S. planning assistance from providing information, referrals, or services for abortions. Since then, it has been rescinded by Democrat presidents and restored by Republicans. So it goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Okay? Now, let me show you something. This is the dirty little secret that the Trumpsters don't know, some of them. This is the dirty little secret that Planned Parenthood doesn't want you to know. This is the dirty little secret that the Trump administration didn't want you to know. Take a look. Because this is going to show you that they are... I prefer two cheeks... Yeah, I prefer two cheeks from, two cheeks from the same buttocks spewing the same dung of diarrhea all over the place. Mm-hmm. A dunghill. That's who they are. Here we go. Are you ready, Trumpsters? This was October 21st, 2020. There is one anti-abortion pledge President Trump has not kept. Right? Instead, federal funds to the women's health care and abortion provider grew during the first 2.5 years of his administration. Government reimbursements and grants to Planned Parenthood hit records. Wow. Here comes the troll again. Guy's obsessed with that, man. Charismatics coming back again. Here we go. Don't worry. Stay tuned, Charismatics. You'll have a whole lot of fun on Friday. Government reimbursements and grants to Planned Parenthood hit record levels in the group's fiscal year starting in 2017 and 2018. During its most recent financial disclosure, even the administration, Republicans in Congress and around the country endeavored, even as they endeavored, mostly unsuccessfully, to cut the provider out of government revenue streams wherever possible. Planned Parenthood won't release its next fiscal report until the end of the year. The reality has mostly flown under the radar, even as Trump has been praised by abortion rights opponents as being the friendliest president to their cause. But Marjorie Dannensfeller, who is president of the anti-abortion Susan B. Anthony list and has emerged as one of Trump's most vocal supporters, told me she and her colleagues are very aware and not happy about the dollars. I think there's a great desire to get the executive branch to do something about it, but there's very little that can be done. The funding increases stem largely from the Medicaid program. Medicaid payments have long formed a bulk of the federal funds flowing to Planned Parenthood, reimbursing its clinics for providing birth control and preventative services to low-income Americans. The provider, by the way, birth control is the same as abortion, just so you know. Remember, my objective standard, my standard of all truth is the Bible. It's God's word. So when you're funding birth control, you're funding population control. I'm not pro-life. I'm an abolitionist. I'm not part of abolish abortion because this is the local New Testament church. And I don't tip my hat to any of those organizations out there. I don't tip my hat to those groups out there. I don't need any of those groups out there, nor do I agree with their ideologies. I agree with God's holy word. That's what I agree with, and that's what I follow. Amen. Let's just lay them all out there and make them all mad today. Here we go. Medicaid payments have long formed the bulk of that. Okay, so that's, look at this. The provider reported $616.8 million in government revenue in its most recent report, which was for the 2018-19 fiscal year. That's up from $543.7 million when Trump took office. About half of Planned Parenthood's patients are on Medicaid. Medicaid doesn't pay for abortions. But Republicans have still repeatedly tried to cut abortion providers. No, the funds that go to Planned Parenthood enable them to offer abortions. Oh, really? Yeah. See, I didn't get hit with a stupid stick and I'm not dumb. Just like when Bill Gates... Just like when Trump cut the World Health Organization out of $450 million, but then wrote a check to Bill Gates for $1.5 billion, and then Bill Gates wrote a check out to World Health Organization. See? That's not hard. The GOP-led state legislators have passed bills cutting off abortion providers' access to Medicaid. I want to show you something, though, because this is funny. The law, that loss of revenue to Planned Parenthood, about $60 million, may not be reflected until the 2019-20. When asked about the report might show, Planned Parenthood spokesperson said, "We cannot predict the future revenues." Julia Downey of Planned Parenthood Action Fund said Biden should issue an executive order the first day of his presidency committing to reproductive health care rights. So check this out, though, okay? Watch this. The increase in Planned Parenthood's Medicaid dollars isn't something either side of the abortion wars is talking much about. Watch. Are you listening? Hey, out there, you, are you listening? They're both part of the game. Pro-life, pro-choice, the heads of the big organizations. Try to pay attention, guys. I know you get distracted real easy, but try to pay attention. You guys in the chat, try to keep your thought focused. You know, you remind me of little kids playing video games sometimes. Let's pay attention here, okay? Now watch this. The anti-abortion advocates, overjoyed at Trump's embrace of their priorities, have been emphasizing the promises he followed through on, not the ones he didn't. One of those promises was to appoint abortion-opposing judges, a standard that appears to be met by Supreme Court nominees. Okay? Amy Coney Barrett, all this stuff. Why aren't they talking about it? Watch, they're not talking about it because they don't want to alert people. Okay? They don't want to alert people. Anti-abortion advocates, overjoyed at Trump's embrace of their priorities, have been emphasizing the promises that he followed through on, not the ones he didn't. One of those promises was to appoint the anti-abortion judges, right? Planned Parenthood doesn't have an incentive to highlight the Medicaid payments either, presenting itself as continually embattled target of conservative ire. It is seen in its fundraising surge under the Trump administration. It took in $591 million in donations in 2018, an increase of over 50%. So what is happening here? They're playing a satanic game. Planned Parenthood is acting like they're being suppressed by Trump's administration so they could bring in the donations. Meanwhile, they focus on all the things that Trump has accomplished so they could say, look at us, we're oppressed. And the pro-life movement doesn't want to talk about how much Trump has actually funded Planned Parenthood because it makes them look bad too, so they could keep bringing in funds. See how it's all game? See? You get it? You get it? See? See how it works? You know why I want you to pay attention? So you're not duped by the next guy that says, I choose the lesser of two evils. That's why I voted. And they yell Trump at you. And they have their American flags. And they're racing by you. And you're the reason why Biden was elected, because you didn't want to do that. See, that's why I want you to pay attention. Because they're just proven that it's not like they're not really doing anything. They're not really changing anything. Like, yeah. I'll show you the next article. You know, Biden's going to roll back whatever, and Biden's going to, but they play cat and mouse. They go back and forth, each administration. and they never have Congress pass any legislation. Why? Well, because there's big money in killing babies. There's big money in killing babies for pro-life, and there's big money for pro-death. Now, I'm not saying all those volunteers that are out there feel that way. I'm saying the upper echelons that run these programs, which are Roman Catholics, which we won't get into today. I will definitely bring you sometime an exposé on the pro-life movement and show you that they are full of beans. They are lying through their teeth. What they do for profits, and they're ran by people that want it to be... Look, the Republicans can always get elected when they say they're pro-life. The Democrats can always get elected when they say that they stand up against pro-life issues. They use it as a card, since Roe v. Wade, to be automatic, to it's a revenue stream. The pro-life movement is a revenue stream. Okay? Just is. It's how it is. Is it for us? No. We believe it. That's why I tell them they're a bunch of murderers. That's why I tell them they're a bunch of murderers. That's why I tell you that. That's why I tell you they're all antichrist, and I don't trust any of them. They're all slimy. And and they remind me of the 1980s television program called V, when they would come there. And I remember the grossest thing ever when I was a kid. I was like, it was on a Friday night, and we were watching V, which is wicked, by the way. But anyway, I watched TV back then. I was just a kid. And I was eating a tomb. I'm pretty sure I was eating a tombstone pizza. And I remember that V thing that lit those people, those aliens, they took their skin off. And I think it really grossed me out when I was trying to eat pizza. And they took their skin off. I don't know why I remember that. I just do. It's really weird. But anyway, there you go. There's my flashback. And that's who these people remind me of, a bunch of lizard people. All right. They're all actors in a big play. They're all actors. All right, next. Next hypocrisy alert. Same New World Order. Here's the next one that you can all be appalled with. Who's mad about this now? Who's mad about this? You ready? No, it wasn't, Mike. Because when I was a kid, Tombstone Pizza was the best, man. You just knock it off right now, Mike. Okay, remember this freak of nature right here? So you're like, how could he do that? And all the Republicans are going, all the Republicans are, it's now their turn to be flabbergasted, to be angry, to be, what's that word? I'm trying to think of that word. What's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of it. I can't think of the word. Sorry. Okay. Anyway, I want you to look at this. Remember this weirdo? Let's listen to this weirdo.
And gender identity. But LGBTQ individuals can still be denied housing and public accommodations in most places in Pennsylvania that do not have local non-discrimination ordinances. In addition, the most vulnerable among us continue to suffer, including LGBTQ individuals of color, LGBTQ youth, LGBTQ seniors, and LGBTQ immigrants.
Okay, so President-elect Joe Biden announced Tuesday he will nominate Rachel Levine, which is a dude, Pennsylvania's top health official, as Assistant Secretary of Health. Lavina, a pediatrician, man, I wouldn't want that thing touching my kid for anything in this world. Everybody would be straight up kung fu fighting if that dude went to touch my kid. Ugh. I'm not kidding you. It would be like warrior time. Levine, a pediatrician, would become the first openly transgender federal officer to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Dr. Rachel Levine will bring the steady leadership and essential expertise we need to get people through this pandemic. No matter their zip code, race, religion, sexual orientation, gender identity, or disability, and meet the public health needs of our country in this critical moment, Biden said in a statement. He calls her a she. He is a historic and deeply qualified choice to help lead our administration's health efforts. Okay. Was confirmed three times by the Republican-controlled state Senate. Serve as the Secretary of Health. Right? If confirmed as Assistant Secretary of Health, Levine would be the highest-ranking transgender official in the U.S. government. President-elect said throughout his campaign that his administration would represent America. America. Yeah, well, what is there, like 2% of confused people that have devils in them that think they're boys? Or think they're girls and they're not? Okay. In a statement released Tuesday afternoon, Levine said he was proud of the work she had been able to accomplish. I thought you weren't supposed to use pronouns. I thought you couldn't use those in Congress. So when that thing comes there, are you just going to call it an it then? Hey, it. Hey, cousin, it. You just call it cousin, it. In a statement released Tuesday afternoon, Levine said she was proud of the work she had been able to accomplish at the Pennsylvania Department of Health. She highlighted her efforts to address the opioid epidemic by developing innovative models to get people into treatment and recovery. I bet. And her work her team has done to fight disease such as HIV. I am proud of the work we have done as administration to address health equity. Yeah, because there's a lack of health equity here. And to raise awareness about LGBTQ equity issues. I'm extremely proud of the work we have done during the last year to save lives in the face of COVID. I look forward to the opportunity to continue to serve. Her nomination comes after an election season in which a record number of LGBTQ candidates ran for office. Well, that's unfortunately sick. Biden has signaled a significant shift from the Trump administration when it comes to inclusion of the transgender community. Okay. Here we go. You have somebody that's extremely confused that's going to give advice to people about health. Isn't it unhealthy not to know that God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, and that God made you male and you're trying to be a female? Wouldn't that be like really weird? Okay. A graduate of Harvard University and Tulane Medical School, Levine was the chief resident at Mount Sinai, where she also taught in 2014. That's a he, by the way. Wolf asked her to co-chair his transition team for health matters. With very few exceptions, my being transgender is not an issue, it told the Washington Post in 2016. Okay, so here we go. Now, man, this article is long. We don't need to read all that. So let's ask a little itsy bitsy question, shall we? Does that appall you? Does that make you angry? Is that gross? Is that disgusting? Is that worthy of biblical rebuke? Sure it is. Right? It's an abomination. It's an absolute abomination. Vile and putrid. Disgusting. Really gross. Nasty. Disgusting. Like Popeye said, disgusting. Okay? It's without natural affection, isn't it? It's no effeminate, right? Shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. The Bible says that. Abusers of themselves with mankind. Well, I got a question for you. How come this wasn't disgusting to Trumpsters? Just got a final call from President Trump 45. He was in great spirits reflecting on the past 4 years. We talked personal choices, America's first success, MAGA rallies, gay conservatives, and California politics. Okay? So, this guy was the first openly homosexual cabinet member. Right? Was the first openly homosexual cabinet member. Trump did that. And all Biden did was add to it and put a transgender in there. What's the difference? Is Biden more wicked or more evil? Or is it the same? Or is it just wicked and evil to do that? Because Trump is the most pro-homosexual president in history. But see, here's the thing. How come all the Trumpsters whitewash this? They ignored his homosexual stand. They ignored it. That's what they did. They ignored it. They ignored it. But I want you to understand something. I'm not rattled by Biden. I'm trying to show you why you shouldn't be that rattled. Is he wicked as hell? Yeah. But they're all that way. Once you step out of the Truman Show and you step back and you look, you're like, oh, well, they're all Antichrist. And they're all wicked. Do you like Trump's flavor of wickedness better than you do Biden's? Or do you just look at all of them and say, well, they're all wicked as hell. I don't trust any of them. Look what he says here. Look what Richard Grenell says. Launched a global decriminalization of homosexuality campaign. Iran weaker and isolated. North Korea open dialogue. China unveiled and confronted. Poland and visa waiver program. Serbia, Kosovo, economic normalization. USMCA, Abraham Accords, vaccine for COVID-19 and warp speed. I mean, I'm not telling you not to look at good. What I'm telling you is, you know why when Trump was in there, I was like, eh, you got trumped. You know why when Biden's in there, I'm like, eh, they're all devils. Why? Because I already viewed them the same way. through the lenses of Scripture, through the fact that they're... Because I don't listen to what they say. I watch what they do. You listen to what they say. You don't watch what they do, and you don't hold them accountable for what they do. You just believe their rhetoric. If they got good mic game, then you're all for it. And that's the truth. And that's why people feel the way. That's why you get so. That's why all these Christians are like, yeah, I think I'm getting off of Facebook and Twitter. All that. I'm going to focus more on the Bible. Shouldn't you have been focusing more on the Bible for the last 4 years? Like, what in the world were you doing for 4 years? Focusing on Trump? Weren't you focusing on the Bible? Weren't you using the Bible as your standard of faith and practice, as your only rule of faith and practice? Wasn't the Bible what you held as your standard? Didn't you hold people to that standard? Didn't you hold yourself to that standard? When people say things and they're all like down, today's terrible. It's just so terrible. I mean, look who Biden's putting in. He's putting in this transgender. Well, Trump put in the most homosexuals ever. So? I mean, it's wicked. I hate both of it. But it's the same thing. Is Biden going to do more wicked things? Yeah. Of course he is. Of course he is. Of course he is. But didn't the Bible say that's what was going to happen? What does Romans chapter 1 tell us? For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, into birds, into four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up to vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving themselves that recompense of the error which was meet. Okay. Is it Leviticus 22? Yeah, here it is. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are an abomination to the Lord thy God, right? Well, there it is. But that whole thing, the same thing, is in the Scriptures. For homosexuality is an abomination before God. Is one abomination greater than the other? Are they both abominations? Does God hate that? They are an abomination. Hey, Ambrose, how are you? Hope you're doing well. I know you and I don't agree on the flat earth issue, but that's okay. As long as you don't make it an issue, I won't make it an issue, and we'll be friends, all right? It doesn't matter. I'm not going to fight people about that issue. I only mention it when people turn it into like a huge issue. But I'm sure glad that you're still out there, okay? All right. Anyway, let's see here. Thou shalt not wear a garment. Okay, so the Bible talks about those things that are an abomination, right? They're both an abomination. But wait, there's more. Okay, so remember how everybody was talking about how like Biden was like a pedo and he was like kissing all the little girls and doing all that stuff, and Clinton was a part of he was on pedo island, and Clinton was remember when everybody was talking about that and how Clinton was like how Clinton was doing all this wicked stuff, and he was on pedo island, and he was with Epstein and all this other stuff and all that kind of stuff. Remember that? And then everybody made a big deal about Bill Clinton being on that island. Oh, Bill's the real perv. Remember that? Who remembers that? I remember that. Remember this? Trump defends Ghislaine Maxwell and questions if Epstein's death was a suicide. President Donald Trump is now saying that he wished Ghislaine Maxwell well after she was arrested because he doesn't want her to die in jail like her former boyfriend and alleged accomplice Jeffrey Epstein. In an interview with Axios on HBO that aired Monday night, Trump was asked why he wished Maxwell when she'd been arrested in allegation of child sex trafficking. Well, first of all, you don't know that, Trump said of the allegation of child sex trafficking. Her friend or boyfriend Epstein was either killed or committed suicide. She's now in jail. Yeah, I wish her well. I'd wish you well. I'd wish a lot of people well. Good luck. Let them prove somebody was guilty. Okay? Remember that? Okay. Well, what about this one? So here's Ghislaine Maxwell. Eric Trump is saying, look, birds of a feather. There's Ghislaine Maxwell at Chelsea Clinton's wedding. Well, look. Well, who's that? Well, wait a minute. That's Trump with Epstein. What's going on? That's Trump with Ghislaine Maxwell. Well, I mean, you really wonder why? You really wonder why he... why he was okay with it? Why he wished her well when she was in prison? Or as she is in prison? Who's mad at me? Who's mad at me? Huh? Not Trump. He wouldn't be connected. Trump! Trump! Not Trump. He wouldn't. Not Trump. Not Trump. And I mean, Bill Barr was the head of the Department of Justice when Epstein was in prison. And the cameras just happened to go out. I mean, what are the chances of that happening? I mean, come on. You know, you're a guard and you got the most high-profile prisoner ever in American history. Right? You got the and you got the most high profile, and wouldn't you know it, the guards fell asleep, the camera went out, and Epstein killed himself. I mean, wow, and everybody's like, Hillary did it. Really? Really? First of all, I don't think he's dead. He was a billionaire. I don't think he's dead. Billionaires just don't. Especially high-profile billionaires. Are you trying to tell me that you don't think Bill Barr, the head of the DOJ, could have got him out of there? Come on. And you don't think Trump, while he's president, had anything to do with that? When you can... Look at that. Look! Well, who's that? Well, but Clinton bad, Trump good. Clinton bad, Trump good. Clinton bad, Trump good. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. So, what do you think? I mean, you think he's worse than, you think he's better than Slick Willie? You think he's really better than Biden? Right? So Trump wishes Gazelle, and they ask him why. They knew why. They knew full well why Trump did that. And I've heard the story because I remember repeating it before that I heard it too. Oh, well, he kicked him out of his hotel. Yeah, it looks like they weren't that good of buddies. Well, he's in a lot of pictures with this woman. Right? And Eric Trump had to take this picture down. Eric Trump took this picture down. And the reason he took that picture down is because of what? Because they're all connected. Because they're all part of the same program. They're all the same. Do you get it? Are you paying attention? Okay, let's look at some more here. Let's see. Oh, maybe this is the one that I was looking for. Yeah, this is the article about this that the Huffington Post. Eric Trump's latest tweet as at Twitter trolling went so poorly that he had to delete the message. Trump, a son of President Trump, shared an image of former President Bill Clinton at a 2010 wedding of his daughter, Chelsea. Circled in the background was Ghislaine Maxwell, the longtime associate of late pedophile sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. She was arrested Thursday. Birds of a feather, Trump wrote as he shared the image. Just one problem. President Trump also has been seen with Maxwell on numerous occasions. See that? See, look at this. The most direct but not exactly most serene way to travel to Mar-a-Lago, I discovered one weekend not long ago, is board Trump's 727, the same aircraft he gave up during the blip and after an almost decent interval bought back. My fellow passengers included Eric Javitas, a lawyer and nephew of the late Senator Jacob Javitas, bumming a ride, Ghislaine Maxwell, the daughter of the late publishing tycoon and inadequate swimmer, Robert Maxwell, also bumming a ride, Matthew Calamari, and a telephone booth-sized bodyguard who is the head of security for the entire Trump organization, and Eric Trump, Donald's 13-year-old son. Okay. So what does that mean? It means they all in on it. It means they all the same. That's what it means. Let's see. They all have connections. They are all part of the same group. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a break here for a second. And we'll get to some music here. All right. My music doesn't want... Nope, not that one. Let's see. Let's try. Let me see here. Give me a chance here. Give me a second here. I've got to get this working. For some reason, it doesn't want to work right for me.
The Savior bids his children in. Only those will go who are saved from sin. Nothing evil there in that land so fair, where the saints and saved abide. All around the throne we'll shout and sing, making melody and praises ring. Cares will pass away on that wondrous day, when the pearly gates swing wide.
When the pearly gates swing open wide,
and the Savior says to come inside. What a joyful sound, shouting all around, as the Christ is glorified.
Won't you come along and join the host?
Jesus gave his life to pay the cost. Here his banner bear, then his glory share, when the pearly gates swing wide. When we sail across the mystic sea, angels there will welcome you and me. We shall join the song of the ransomed throng on the shining glory side. All our troubles gone forevermore, safely anchored on fair heaven's shore. Happy we shall be, what a jubilee, when the pearly gates swing wide.
When the pearly gates swing open wide,
and the Savior says to come inside. What a joyful sound, shouting all around, as the Christ is glorified.
Won't you come along and join the host?
Jesus gave his life to pay the cost. Here his banner bear, then his glory share, when the pearly gates swing wide. Soon we'll look upon the Savior's face. We will thank him for his saving grace. Prostrate we will fall, for he did it all. We will give our crowns to him. Then we'll sing and shout forevermore,
thankful just to be on that fair shore. When we all get there, heaven we will share, when the pearly gates swing wide.
When the pearly gates swing open wide,
and the Savior says to come inside. What a joyful sound, shouting all around, as the Christ is glorified. Won't you come along and join the host? Jesus gave his life to pay the cost. Here is better bare than his glory share, when the pearly gates swing wide.
Amen. Now, what's my point in all this? I could do more. I could show you more comparisons. I could show you much more as far as, you know, I have another broadcast, so I'm not going to really, I don't want to dump it on you, you know, or be redundant. I've already really talked about a lot of it. But what I'm trying to get you to understand is when you look at it from biblical eyes, okay? God wants us to see things through the scriptures. Hang on a second. I got to. There we go. God wants us to see things through the scriptures, okay? He wants us to see things through the eyes of the scriptures. And that's what, that's why God does what he does. Okay. That's why he allows things to happen that do happen. Now, your chat, just so you know, is not coming up, which is kind of weird. Yeah. Let's see. Wow, that's weird. Yeah, it's not coming up. So just if you're trying to type something to me, just know that it isn't coming up. I might be able to put it. Yeah, okay. All right. So what I want to show you is from the scriptures, I want you to understand that what God expects from you and I is to view this whole world through the lenses of scripture. Do you understand that? God wants us to view the world through that, not through our own understanding. Here's what happens. There are people, there are Christians that they get so caught up and hypnotized by the right-left paradigm, that they end up viewing everything through that. That's what's happening. And if you're not careful, you'll do that. So then you will be like, is it not a little one? First Corinthians chapter 2. Turn to your Bibles. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So when we look at things, we look at them through the eyes of Scripture. Whoops, let's see here. Here we go. Look at this, kids. You ready? I love it when God shows me things. Are you ready? Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 18. The eyes, let's back up to verse number 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name. So the eyes of your understanding. Right? That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know. So God wants your understanding, the eyes of your understanding, to be enlightened. He wants you to see things scripturally. And I'm telling you, once you step back and look at this whole system, you'll understand. Oh, that's what's going on. Right? You'll look and you'll be like, oh, that's what's happening. Interesting. That's what God wants, is for us to be engaged in paying attention to what this world is going on in this world, but we're also to understand. That little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists in the world, whereby we know that it is the last time. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That's what's going on right now. That's what's happening right now. Okay? So you and I have to use discernment and wisdom. We got to understand what's going on. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. So we understand that this world is ran by the God of this world. We talked about this before. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. What's going on with this administration? The same thing that went on with the last administration. This man is the man that presided over the mass today that Biden went to. A former practicing attorney, Kevin O'Brien, who's a Jesuit, brings to Santa Clara extensive experience. Okay. For 8 years, he served at Georgetown University, including 5 years as vice president for mission and ministry. Before becoming president, he served as the dean of Santa Clara's Jesuit School of Theology, an international center for the study of theology and ministry located in Berkeley. He has served on the boards of 4 Jesuit universities, Fordham University, Seattle, Marquette, and Boston. Jesuits are absolutely notorious for socialism. They're absolutely notorious for pushing socialism. They are the ones that invented it, pretty much. They invented socialism. He He said this, a Catholic and Jesuit university is a place of encounter, where the university encounters the world, where the church encounters culture, where different people from different backgrounds encounter one another. The purpose of a university is to gather people so great conversations can begin, i.e., Jesuits. Okay. You know, he was put into specific places when the sexual harassment or when the pedophilia crimes took place. He was put into special places in order to help supersede or deal with those things. Now, let me ask you a question. What is the difference in that and then Trump running around with Ghislaine Maxwell, who basically is a human trafficker? Jeffrey Epstein, human trafficker. Nothing. Okay, you say that's okay, but let me show you something. Here you go. Victims question Kamala Harris's record on clergy abuse. Let me go to that. There we go. Joey Pistelli was angry when Kamala Harris emerged as a contender of the Democrat presidential nomination. It brought back the frustration he felt in the 2000s when he was a newly minted spokesman for the clergy sex abuse victims and Harris was San Francisco district attorney. Pistelli says Harris never responded to him when he wrote to tell her that a priest who had molested him was still in ministry at a local Catholic cathedral. And he says she didn't reply 5 years later when he wrote again, urging her to release records on accused clergy to help other alleged victims who were filing lawsuits. She did nothing. Survivors of clergy abuse and their attorneys say that Harris's record on fighting sex abuse within the Catholic Church is relevant as the U.S. Senator from California campaigns for the presidency as a tough-on-crime prosecutor who got her start prosecuting child sex abuse cases. They complain that Harris was consistently silent on the Catholic Church's abuse scandal. Oh. There's a potential risk, political risk, if you move more aggressively against the church, says Michael Meadows, a Bay Area attorney who has represented clergy abuse victims. I just don't think she was willing to take it. So anyway, after Harris took office as the DA in 2004, attorneys representing abuse survivors. So I guess what I'll ask you is, what's really the difference? What's the difference? There is none. They're birds of a feather and they all flock together. They all do the same thing. They all hang out with the same people. They're all in a club, and you're not in it. That's what the deal is. And you don't want to be in it because they're sick. They all have the same spirit. They don't, you and I are Bible believers if we're saved by the grace of God. And sure, we have all sins in the past and things that we aren't proud of. But what I'm telling you here is that these people still conduct and still do all these things. And Christians just ignored it. And that's why I'm telling you, the New World Order rolls on. Everybody was Bill Barr. Left as the Department of Justice head. He knew exactly what was going on. He did not, you know, Hunter Biden is sitting there. Hunter Biden is sitting there with Joe Biden. Trump does an interview before he's president about how he would, if Ivanka wasn't his daughter, he'd be seeing her. Right? Why? They're all the same. They're all part of the same club. They all hang out in the same places. They all have the same spirit. Just like, what's his name? That girl came out and said that Alan Dershowitz took advantage of her or whatever, was part of that group or was with her or whatever, was with Epstein. Because Alan Dershowitz is the one that put the deal together with Epstein. So who's Alan Dershowitz representing? Trump. Alan Dershowitz is representing Trump. And he voted for Hillary. Why? Because they're all in the same club. They're all part of the same club. They all act, and that's what I'm telling you, they all act like they hate each other, yet they hang out with each other. And they run around together. And they do all these things together. But they're all part of a new world order system. They're all part of, they all build, they all put another brick in the wall. Trump put the bricks in his wall, in the wall, and set up for the next guy by to put the brick in the wall. They all have the same agenda. Their agenda is to bring about a new world order. That's their agenda. Right?
Of its founders.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
And we know we will be. Right? That's their goal. That's the point, and that's what I'm trying to tell you, that all these people, they all stand for the same thing. They all do the same thing. They all work the same work. It's who they are. It's what they do. They're building the kingdom for Antichrist. Now, I happen to believe that many of them are under the power of the Pope. I think the Pope is part of it. And that's why when you have this Pope who is highly socialist, highly communist, In fact, social justice was invented by a Jesuit. The term and the doctrine. Right? That's who they are. That's what they stand for. The Bible warned us about this. It warned us, you know, in Revelation 13 that this was going to happen, that this one world government was going to eventually take over. That's going to culminate in what? A religious, a financial, and a military order. It's going to happen. And it's going to be led by that man of sin, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God. And all these figures that are coming in, all of them, all they are just Antichrist figures. I guess I can't turn that off and act like one's less Antichrist than the other. Because when I look at them, they all push an agenda that's not Christ. I'll get into that on Friday when I deal with the charismatic prophets that prophesied of Trump's victory. Because there's a lot of them. And the spirit that they follow. Because you can see the spirit that they have is Antichrist. You know, you can see it. The Bible says, now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Then turn to Matthew 24. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation. So in the end times, there are going to be nations. And they're going to war. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. You shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and all and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. See something, say something. Turn somebody in. Talk about them. Tell them. Tell people. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. All these charismatics, all these groups, we'll talk about them on Friday. But all these groups that came in, and by the way, all these Christians, you better be careful. They're true Christians, born-again believers, that you tied yourself to Trump, which was absolutely a bad mistake. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, in so much as if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before, wherefore if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. So I want you to remember one thing. That when you look at these political parties, these people aren't honest people. They're not God-fearing people. These are perilous times. They're very perilous times. And both of these people, both of these two teams are the same. They're one team. They're one team. And you say, well, you might like the flavor of Trump's team better than you did Biden's, but they both did wickedly. They both legislated wickedly. They both did wickedly. And they both promoted wickedness. They didn't promote godliness. They promoted lasciviousness. They promoted wickedness. They didn't stand for Christian values. In fact, I couldn't find the video, but everybody made a big deal about, Lady Gaga and doing all that, but and being, you know, singing and all that kind of stuff. But also, I remember Pence calling the log cabin Republicans, and I can't find the article, thanking the LGBTQ community for voting for them. And I'm telling you, it's because you get up in those high-level places and those people are all demonic. They all have the same religion, the beast one. And they all follow the spirit of Antichrist, and that's what they do. They all follow that spirit of Antichrist. That is what they do. So the sooner you see that and you look at both sides like that, many antichrists, you'll pray for these leaders. I think you should pray for them. But you'll also understand that these people, they're not out for Christ. They're setting up a kingdom of antichrist. And they're voting against that book. Because it's becoming more and more popular to vote against the Bible. It's becoming more and more popular to do what they do. And that is what they do. Same New World Order rolls on. Same game plan. Nothing's changed. They push one to the right. They push one to the left. Figuratively. But what they do is different than what they say. They say one thing. They do another. And it's easily proven, right? Easily proven, right? It is. All right. Well, listen, I wonder if I can move this over here. I can. Look at that. Perfect. Now I can see and you can see what each other says, sort of. But then at least I can see. I want to play a song. You got any questions? Hey, there's 100 people on here. Who wants to say hi? Say hi. on here if you've never said hi before. Subscribe, like this broadcast. There's 60 likes, there's 100 people on. Say hi if this is your first time, even if you don't like me. Just say hi and tell me how you heard about us or how long you've been listening or whatever the case may be. But chat on here if you can without hurting yourself. Don't do it if you're driving. I don't want you to get hurt. Okay? I'm going to play some songs. But I want to interact with you a little bit here. I like this song.
If you're in the battle for the Lord and right, keep on the firing line. If you win, my brother, surely you must fight. Keep on the firing line. There are many dangers that we all must face. If we die a fighting, it is no disgrace. A coward in the service, he will find no place. Oh, keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run, nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line.
God will only...
Hey, let me ask you. How many have their eyes been opened up about Trump from these broadcasts that they've learned the truth about it that they didn't know before maybe about Trump or about the whole situation? How many of that? I'm curious about that.
Use the soldier he can trust.
Keep on the firing line.
If you wear a crown, then bear the cross you must.
Keep on the firing line.
Life is but to labor for the master dear. Help to banish evil and to spread good cheer.
Great you'll be rewarded for your service here. So keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run, nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line. When we get to heaven, brother, we'll be glad. Keep on the firing line. How we'll praise the Savior for the call we had. Keep on the firing line. When we see the souls that we have helped to win, leading them to Jesus from the paths of sin, with a shout of welcome we will all march in. So keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run, nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line.
Amen. All right, good. Some people said their eyes were open to it. They didn't know it or didn't see it before, didn't understand it. That's good. No new thing under the sun. Hi, how are you? Somebody said they've always had my questions. Okay. Brother Jack, hope you're doing well. Amen. All right. That's good. Okay, let's see here. Let's see. Let's go with another. Let me see if I can play this one.
Anywhere forward in the King's highway, to the prize before us, nearer every day. Learning more of Jesus and His holy will, never turning backward, never standing still. Anywhere forward, forward is the word. Have you not the captain's orders heard? Lead us, Heavenly Father, lead us on, we pray.
King's Highway.
Anywhere be forward, let the moment bring avenues of service for our blessed King. Work for him is precious, toiling in his might, for his yoke is easy and his burden light. Anywhere be forward, forward is the word. Have you not the captain's orders heard? On we pray, anywhere forward in the King's Highway. Anywhere forward, step by step we'll go, where His Word and Spirit shall the pathway show. Forward in His service, in the life of rest, spreading wide His kingdom, useful, glad, and blessed. Anywhere forward, forward is the word. Have you not the captain's orders heard?
Lead us, Heavenly Father, lead us on.
Anywhere forward in the King's Highway. Anywhere forward in the King's Highway.
Amen. Anywhere if forward. That's right. Forward, on we go. And God allows things to change in this life. There are seasons to this life, and God allows us to continue on. And through all trials, and we have to go through all trials to know that our faith will hold out during all trials. All right, there you go. That was Brother Brandon laughing, just so you had to hear that. Amen. You had to hear Brother Brandon laughing. Did I play this one already? I can't remember.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away.
Get out of here. I'm going to go home and eat some supper and get ready for preaching tonight. Back in the book of Acts chapter 14. I'll be preaching from Acts chapter 14 again tonight. We'll get that up online. I'll try to get this broadcast over to Sermon Audio soon, and we'll get a few other broadcasts up there. I'll try to tonight get the Baptist broadcast, Teenage Martyrs of the Fourth Century. I'll try to get that up for you here tonight as well over here on YouTube so you have something else to watch tonight. Teenage Martyrs of the Fourth Century. Boy, was that ever moving and compelling when I went through those on Sunday. And anyway, we'll talk about those. If you want to support the ministry, okay, if you'd like to, I'll show you how you can. You go to sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley, click on the home button. There's a mailing address here, Pastor Cooley, right there. And then 1030 South Highway 3, Northfield, Minnesota. You can mail a check there. Okay? Otherwise, you can click on Give right there. And you can send it to salvationpreacher@gmail.com or pastorcooley@icloud.com. You can PayPal us, salvationpreacher@gmail.com. Or you can send it to pastorcooley@icloud.com. Pray for us, please. Pray for our ministry. Pray for my wife, who is great with child and due any time in the next week or so. So pray about that. Pray for the Lord to bless us as we've preached the Word of God, as we preach the gospel online, and keep us in your prayers. And I will let you know when she goes in labor. How about that? I'll let you know. So you could be praying. I'll let you all know when that comes up. I really need to get a blog system set up easier. And I got to get with Luke. Or Andrew, I mean. And Luke and Andrew both. And figure out a blog system that I can get a hold of everybody. And let you know so you could be praying. All right? For us in real time. Amen. So I would really appreciate that. But I do appreciate your prayers and your support, by the way. I thank you so much for supporting the ministry here. Folks have been sending in money, and it's been a blessing to us. It helps keep us doing, helps keep me doing what the Lord's called me to do. And, you know, we're always investing in different equipment, okay? We're buying new things. So we're always doing that. To help the broadcast go. There's so many projects I want to do in the future. I just need the time and the ability and some of the help that I look forward to doing in the future. So many things I want to look at doing in the future to expand the ministry that the Lord has given us. Okay? So I'll do my best to continue to do as much as I can and all that good stuff. So, but I will certainly let you all know about those things, and you keep us in prayer, and we appreciate all that we appreciate you being out there. If I can help you, you send me an email at pastorcooley@icloud.com or send it to salvationpreacher@gmail.com. You can email me and all that good stuff, okay? Look for more truck talks. I might do one tomorrow. Might do a truck talk tomorrow. Just depends. So we'll see what the Lord allows. But anyway, so God bless y'all. Take care. Behave yourselves out there. And we surely will talk very soon, Lord willing. Deborah, I did get your email. I don't know if I showed it to my wife yet, and I forgot what I was supposed to do. So I'll have to look that over. I'm pretty sure I got it. And I'll let you know what we come up with. All right? Anyway, God bless.